Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
Sport creates such community. Like for me, it really had a massive staple in my life and kind of gave me direction and, you know, that sense of belonging.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Arsenal take a step closer to a first Premier League title in 22 years. Manchester City get ready to say goodbye to Pep Guardiola after 10 years. And Neymar is recalled to the Brazilian World Cup squad, but João Pedro misses out. First up, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says to be one game away from winning the Premier League title shows how strong his players' mindset is. The leaders are 5 points clear at the top, thanks to last night's 1-0 win at home to the already relegated Burnley. Kai Havertz scored a header from a Bukayo Saka corner in the first half. The German was sweating a bit in the second half when there was a VAR review for his challenge on Leslie Okechukwu. Arteta's side haven't conceded a league goal since they were beaten by Manchester City last month.
The desire that every single player shows in their defensive duties, their behaviours, the way they work for each other, is phenomenal. It's a lot of work put it by all the coaches as well. And we all know the importance of that and how many results and wins we have because of that.
Arteta says he doesn't want to get too carried away despite their 5-point lead at the top.
We've done what is in our hands, and since the Man City game away, we said it's 5 games and it was a hand. We've done 4. There is 1 to go unless something beautiful happens tonight.
Arsenal could be crowned champions tonight if Manchester City don't win away to Bournemouth. Burnley made it a nervous evening for the league leaders, and Gunners midfielder Declan Rice admits it was a tense atmosphere at the Emirates.
They didn't really cause us a problem, but there was a bit of nervousness, you could sense it, just because it's our last home game, we know what's at stake. But one more to go now, we know what we're fighting for, this group, this manager, this club, we really want it, so let's keep pushing.
Stephen Doyle and Brian Kerr brought you live commentary last night on Off the Ball, and the pair were nearly brought to tears after Arsenal defender Piero Hincapié's wardrobe malfunction.
Oh my goodness, Hincapié's just lost his shorts. And we got a view of his rear end, and we've got a close-up of his rear end on the monitors. His shorts and his bicycle shorts underneath.
This is not that type of programme, Stephen. It was just a pass.
We're
forward.
Off to the watershed, Brian. It's not a Sunday evening.
So the ball in behind the fence.
His shorts came all the way down.
It was like a magic trick.
Yeah, we got the blue moon. I know it's a Manchester City song, the blue moon. We've got the blue moon in North London from Hincapié.
He was lucky a fella didn't come along and park his bike. Anyway.
Oh, there's another substitution made for Burnley. Florentino's got off. Thankfully, Hincapié's got his shorts back on. 78 minutes on the clock. Arsenal still leading by a goal to nil.
The build-up to Manchester City's trip to Bournemouth took a twist last night, with reports Pep Guardiola will leave at the end of this season. City haven't responded yet to those reports. Guardiola's been at City for 10 years. In that time, he's won 20 trophies after Saturday's win over Chelsea in the FA Cup final. He's won 6 Premier League titles and also led City to a first-ever Champions League. Former Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca, who was a coach under Guardiola at City, is the favourite to replace him. The Italian left Chelsea in January, and it was disclosed that Maresca informed Chelsea twice in late October and again in mid-December that he was talking to representatives from City about possibly replacing Guardiola. City have 2 games left, starting with Bournemouth tonight, and then they finish with a home game against Aston Villa on Sunday. Speaking ahead of the news breaking, Guardiola says Bournemouth's unbeaten run of 16 games shows the size of the challenge they face tonight.
Well, you are in the Premier League 60, 70 games without losing a game. And only chance we have is win the game. So we have to break that run, otherwise, yeah, it will be over.
Guardiola says when he does call it a day, he'll look back with fond memories.
Whatever happened in the next part of the season, And when I will extend my contract 3 more years, and after that, just look back and say that how nice I've been. That is the most important thing by far.
Bournemouth boss Andoni Iraola says guiding the club into Europe for the first time in their history would be the perfect way to mark his final home game in charge. Iraola says he doesn't have any regrets about deciding to leave, despite the possibility of reaching the Champions League. A win tonight would move them 1 point behind fifth place Liverpool heading into the final weekend.
I will be celebrating for a week, I guarantee you, even if I'm not going to be here next season. No, I think that in the moment where I took the decision, it was different circumstances, but we were in a very good place also. It was not 5 or 6 months ago.
That game at the Vitality Stadium tonight kicks off at 7:30. Tottenham boss Roberto De Zerbi says his players deserve to stay in the Premier League heading into their penultimate game of the season tonight. A draw away to Chelsea would be enough to secure their safety due to their superior goal difference over West Ham, who are 13 goals worse off with one game to play. De Zerbi says there isn't too much that needs changing in the squad.
They are good players and maybe they have to believe more in themselves and to stop the negative thoughts, no? Just it.
Meanwhile, Tottenham's all-time leading goal scorer Harry Kane says he's confident that they can survive.
I'll be watching. Obviously, it's going to be a nerve-wracking couple of games for sure, but they've looked a lot better in the last few games, that's no doubt, and picked up some good results. So, yeah, now it's about just doing it in the final two games.
Chelsea's interim boss Callum McFarlane says he's purely focused on their final two games of the season. The club confirmed the appointment of Xabi Alonso on a 4-year deal over the weekend, just a day after they were beaten by Manchester City in the FA Cup final at Wembley. McFarlane says his attention is centred only on getting past Tottenham tonight.
We need to win the next two games to give ourselves the best chance to finish as high up in the league as possible and get European football. That is our only focus in doing our job and putting in the performance we need to beat a good side.
That match at Stamford Bridge kicks off at 8:15.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Former Chelsea and Spurs boss Jose Mourinho's in line to take the reins at another one of his former clubs, Real Madrid. On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Dan Kilpatrick of The Athletic joined Ger Gilroy and Enda Call and described Mourinho as yesterday's man.
Until recently, he hadn't been particularly relevant, and now he's gone back to a situation at Real Madrid where maybe he's the perfect manager for that club right now, in a weird way.
Yeah. I mean, look, I was very much of the view that, well, I kind of am of the view, I suppose you could say, that Mourinho is kind of yesterday's man. I know that's a big thing to say, but I don't think he's the elite manager he was, obviously. And I think we've seen a similar pattern repeating at a lot of his clubs over the last decade or so. I would say that, like, on Spurs, no one tends to look as bad a manager as when they're just about to be sacked by Spurs. That's pretty much true of every manager over the last kind of 20 years. And Mourinho has done some good things since he left Spurs, you know, notably at Roma, where he went and won them a trophy. So I think probably he wasn't as bad as he looked then. And I do think in a weird way, as you said, he could be good for Real Madrid. I mean, Real Madrid just strike me as a club that have a president on one side, you know, at the top, the players below, and, you know, both elements are completely unmanageable. You know, Perez has far too much power and influence. The dressing room has far too much power and influence. And maybe you need a really strong kind of charismatic figure to sit between them, as Ancelotti was able to do, and just kind of manage people and sort of give people the kind of freedom and you know, keep them on, you know, enough of a leash but not too long a leash to kind of keep the club functioning. Obviously Xabi Alonso is a brilliant coach but wasn't able to do that, and I almost wonder, as you say, whether Mourinho, despite not being a sort of nearly as modern or impressive or as kind of cutting edge a coach as Xabi Alonso, might be better equipped to do that job.
And remember, for your morning sports fix, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast on YouTube and the Go Loud Player each and every weekday morning from 7:30. Waterford finally got their first win of the season in the Premier Division last night. Tommy Lonergan scored an injury time penalty to give them a 2-1 win over Drogheda United at the RSC. Drogheda had taken the lead early on with a goal from Mark Doyle, but Lonergan equalised 10 minutes before the break. He then held his nerve to score from the spot in injury time to give Graeme Coughlan his first win as Waterford boss. Drogheda's next game is the Louth Derby on Friday. They host Dundalk at Sullivan and Lamb Park, and it's a game you can hear live and exclusive and Off the Ball on News Talk and the Go Loud app. The Independent Commission hearing into the so-called Spygate will take place today. Southampton have been charged with breaching EFL regulations over alleged unauthorised filming at a Middlesbrough training session ahead of their Championship playoff semi-final. This Saturday's final with Hull could yet be rearranged. Borough are demanding that Southampton are thrown out. Speaking of Southampton, Ross Stewart has been included in the Scotland squad for the World Cup, ending a four-year absence from the international setup. 43-year-old goalkeeper Craig Gordon's also been included by Steve Clark. Stewart made both of his senior international appearances in 2022 and hasn't been in the Scotland squad since that summer. Scotland face Haiti, Morocco and Brazil in Group C. The first two group games will take place in Massachusetts, with the final one in Miami. Before that, Scotland have a friendly at Hampden Park against Curaçao, and their final warm-up game is against Bolivia in New Jersey on the 6th of June. On the news round last night, Will O'Callaghan and Mick McCarthy joined Owen Shehan, and the three lads described Celtic's Scottish Premiership title win as crazy, especially with the VAR decision that went in their favour on Saturday.
That was a chance for Hearts to win a first title in 66 years. Celtic now out in front, a record 56th title for them. Martin O'Neill, of course, coming in midstream during the season for Celtic, but perhaps the biggest story is the fact there were fans on the pitch when there was still time on the clock. Celtic have apologised for those players going onto the pitch, and potentially some of the Hearts players who were jostled on the way off as well. The fact that there was a VAR decision right at the end of the game, albeit I think VAR got it right for the offside for the decisive Celtic goal.
You think? This is bananas. This is a lot of people who don't know the rules of football shouting and screaming at Twitter about cheats and organised victory for Celtic. And yeah, we're legendary world champion boxers who seem to not know the rules of football either. it's all crazy. Like, it's sorry, I can understand a general feeling of football fans being salty and feeling like the big teams always get the decisions. But the idea that this goal was offside because a player who was involved a phase later is offside just suggests to me that these people never watched a game of football. Because it's 20-odd years since that's been offside.
Yeah,
I think the people who are posting it were obviously being deliberately dishonest as well, because if you use the screenshot, which I think was one that Carl Frampton had actually quote tweeted, was the one that showed Maeda and his line where he wasn't interfering with play. So if you saw that, you weren't watching the game, your assumption would be, how have they got this wrong? Actually, you can see half his leg is going to hit the ball. Well, obviously the pass is the pass before the pass, and he's in an onside position when the ball is eventually played across. But you just knew it was going to be a VAR decision, particularly after the handball that happened midweek, which got Celtic their late winner there. It's a bizarre way for Celtic to win the title, but yet it felt very fitting that it would go down to the last couple of minutes of the game.
That's available to listen back to now in your OTB daily podcast feed for free. And Neymar has been named in Brazil's squad for the World Cup, despite last playing for the international side in October 2023. The 34-year-old forward, who's been at Santos's boyhood club for the last 18 months, was named in Carlo Ancelotti's 26-man list. It was announced at a glitzy gala evening in Rio on Monday night. He's due to feature in his fourth World Cup. Bournemouth youngster Ryan also made the cut, along with Brentford striker Igor Thiago, but there was no place for Chelsea striker João Pedro. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.